The county final for 2023. Mark Doran blows his full-time whistle. It's all over. Guidoor 3-9, McCool's 11 points, and Guidoor are going back to the county final. Brendan Kilcoyne with their best performance of the season so far in this championship, and a very controlled performance.
Undoubtedly, yeah. Massive credit to Guidoor. They were superb today. They came with a game plan, they stuck to it, and the players, more importantly, delivered that on the field. All over the field, I thought they were very good. They're dominant from the very start of the game, controlled it from start to finish. Brilliant performance. You go through the team, Dahi Roberts, solid in goals. Aidan Brannock really impressed me, so he did. And then you had Neil McGee and Gary McFadden tying up, or trying to tie up, Oisin Farragallan, who had a superb game. Half-back line, Niall Freel again and Micheál Rorty. I was really impressed with the two of them, driving forward, Murraden from deep, causing endless problems for the McCool's defence. Donal McBill-Obrida had a superb game in the middle of the field. Sean Ferry was really, really good. You look at Stephen McFadden, who came into the game for Gavin McBride earlier. I thought he had a superb contribution to the game. Oren McNeil is pulling the strings, playing as an out-half, maybe in front, behind the midfield, but really controlled on the ball, doing an awful lot right. James O'Boyle, Ethan Harkin then kicked all the scores when it mattered, kicked great frees. And then you had Darryl O'Boyle, obviously, again, marauding from deep, causing endless problems. And Cian McEntee played his part to work really hard, give a hard 15 minutes. For McCool's, it's going to be disappointment. They came out well in the second half, actually, and they felt they gave it their best shot, that, you know, they just didn't get the breaks. Guidoor were cute enough, smart enough to get up the field, create the couple of goal chances that really did kill the game. But they can take a lot from this year. The young players, that 16 teenagers starting today, really young side, they can take from it, so they can and develop on that. And of course, we can't finish up without mentioning Oisin Gallan, who was just absolutely phenomenal today. Some of the scores he's kicking are outrageous, like they're not possible what he's doing with the football, and that is really exciting from a Donegal point of view. Yeah, that we can look forward to seeing him in the Donegal.
And it's exciting centers for them young players that you just mentioned within that McCool's group, that they have a leader like that.
Oh, absolutely. Like, you have a player like that, you can. And I want to give mention too to Joel Bradley Walsh, yeah, who really, I thought, played well today too. But like, it's really, you know, you're a young player on this McCool's team. Oisin Gallan is only, what, 23, is he, if even, kind of thing, you know, young fella. These young teenagers coming in can see that they've got a player of that ability. If they can keep working and going in the right direction, they can build this McCool's team to be a top two, top four team over the next few years. And that's reflective of the work that's done at underage and McCool's down through the years, that they've brought through all these players at the same time, and they have a positive future, so they can take a lot from this year's championship. Didn't happen for them today, but that's just football.
Yeah, Oisin Gallan scoring 10 of the 11 points of McCool's today, but as we said, it's goals that can win you matches, and today Guidoor got three of them. Ethan Harkin ended the game with 1-5 for Guidoor, with a superb performance. Also getting in with a goal was the substitute Stephen McFadden. He got the third, but the opening goal came from Oren McNeilis from the penalty spot, and at that stage, 7 minutes on the clock, it was 1-2 to no score, and McCool's had to chase the game from there. But Guidoor never panicked at all, and what was, as we said, a very controlled performance by them, probably their best of the season to date. But they were really, really good, so they were in this game, Brendan.
Oh, they were, and they're going to go back through, so they are tonight, and they're going to think they have some chance in the county final, and anyone that thinks otherwise doesn't know the mentality and the strength that these Guidoor eyes possess. They're going to be a real detail for any team. They've improved gradually to bring their best performance, as you said, of the year today, and they're are going to provide real opposition for either St. Junan's or Naoimh Connell, whoever comes through that game tomorrow.
Timing and championship football is key, Brendan.
Absolutely, and we know the pedigree these have, we know the quality they have, the experience, and they just seem to just all come together for them right today. Really impressed with the machine, and I can't say enough that they are really going to be a threat for either team that qualifies from tomorrow's other semi-final. They just have leaders all over the pitch. Neil McGee at the back, Oren McNeilis, Eamon McGee, who's providing a focal point. If you go back to 2018 with Kevin Cassidy on the edge of the square, giving them depth, giving them a focal point to their attack, Eamon McGee performing that function this year, I think he's doing it really well. And you know, they just have a lot of guns to their ammunition, so they have, where they can get scores from different areas today. It didn't show that in the stats coming into today's game. Their scoring was really dominated by Ethan Harkin, but that changed today. Ethan Harkin ended up their top scorer, but they got scores from loads of other areas too, Oisin.
Okay, just quickly and briefly, Brendan, the game tomorrow is going to be a real tight one.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. It's one for the ages, one to look forward to. These two teams have built up such a rivalry over the years, so they have. You can go back only the last few years, or back to 2005, or how long you need to go back, but there's a huge rivalry there. They know that there's a massive prize at stake. The two teams put in some massive battles. Three games already this year, two draws out of them three games, you know, so there's very little between them. We expect that type of tussle from these two teams, so we do, Oisín. So it'll be really interesting to see how that one goes tomorrow.
Okay, listen, Brendan, thanks for joining us today, and thanks for tuning in to Highland Radio Saturday Sport for coverage of this Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Donegal Senior Football Championship first semi-final. We will of course have live commentary for you tomorrow from the big one between Niamh Connell and St Unans. But as we return to the studio, it's Gweedore's day. They are back in a county final, and they're in with a shout of getting their hands on the Dr. Maguire. They've overcome McCool's on semi-final day on a final score of 3-9 to 11 points.